Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. Welcome back, everyone. Life's been a little nutty for me. We got back from our trip from Iceland and my two children ended up moving back-to-back weekends. Our daughter moved into her new condo a couple of weeks ago, and then our son moved to Dallas. He got a new job. He just graduated from Baylor in August, so he got his first real big job, which we're super excited. Bittersweet. He's never lived that far away. That being said, it's only a three-hour drive, so, and his sweet girlfriend's there and all the things. So I'm super excited for both of them. I finally feel like we're literally empty nesters now, because when you send them off to college, they still come home. But now that they're both in their more permanent situations, it's exciting. I'm excited for them. So anyway, that's what's going on in my world. I'm recording early again, but I took my MOTC and my B12 injection just a few minutes ago. So hopefully that'll kick in and I'll sound more awake. And what else? So many exciting things are happening, y'all. I wake up every morning, I tell you guys this, just so excited to face the day of all the fun things that I get to do. The Peptique is growing. I'm about to hire some more people to help with that. More on that later. And just adding new product lines. I've mentioned this before. There's an amino line that I will probably launch in about 2 weeks. It's taking a little longer than I wanted it to. And this episode will be released on October the 14th. So about 2 weeks from October the 14th, you should see the amino line. I personally chose formulas that I thought would be very beneficial instead of having a lot of different ones. And I'm not saying I'm not going to add on to it, but I intentionally chose the ones that I did. One for hair, skin, and nails, one for sleep, one for fat burning and energy. And then a couple of basic, just plain B12 and L-carnitine and things like that. So I'm excited about that. I also am in the process right now of having a peptide topical line that I think is going to be amazing. It's in the testing phase. So we'll see. That's probably a little further out. 100% it's further out. I would love to have it here before the Christmas holidays, but I don't know that's going to happen. But between now and the first of the year, hopefully you will get more information on that. And then last but not least, I've just embarked on a hair serum that is peptide-based that has a ton of science behind it. I'm not going to go too deep into it because one of the things that I hear from all of you, particularly when I'm talking to my female audience, going through menopause, if you've been on a GLP, hair loss is a real thing, but hormonal shifts just through perimenopause and menopause is a real thing. And so I hear about this a lot on my school forum. If you don't know about that, I'll talk about it at the end of the show. Please go join. But it prompted me to do a deep dive into peptides that could help with hair restoration. So that's in the works as well. Really exciting things. And I'm not patient. The testing for these things takes so long. And I'm like, come on, hurry up, let's go. So it's all in the works. So just stay tuned for all that. And let's just dive into today's episode. So when I was thinking about what to talk about, this particular peptide, that being Epitalon, has been coming up a lot lately. And I think it gets under-recognized. It's an amazing peptide that does a lot of different things and has 40 years of research behind it, which we don't have a lot of that with a lot of the peptides that we talk about. So it makes it a little bit unique because we really do have some great information on it. And it doesn't get talked about as much as some of the others because I think it's not one of the sexy ones. It's not known for helping with weight loss or skin rejuvenation. It's not known for helping build lean body mass. And those are all the things that people often come to me and want to talk about. But I think it's a really important peptide to discuss because of what it does to our biological aging process. So these peptides, they all work synergistically internally to make us more optimized. But I'd love the conversation to start to shift around peptides about how, beyond just the aesthetic that you're putting forward, all the amazing things they can really do for us that we don't necessarily see on the outside. So let's talk about epitalon today. And to understand epitalon, you have to know where epitalon came from. And you may have heard this on other podcasts or read about it, but Dr. Vladimir Kavinson, he was a Russian gerontologist and a scientist. He studied aging at the St. Petersburg Institute of Bioregulation and Gerontology starting in the late 1970s. And he and his team began isolating small peptides from animal organs like the thymus, the pineal gland, and the liver to see if they could restore function in aging tissues. And these are what's known as bioregulator peptides, if you've heard of them. And one of those extracts, called epithalamin, came from the pineal gland. So let's talk about what the pineal gland is. It's a small pine cone shaped structure deep in the center of the brain. And it's often called the body's biological clock because it helps regulate our sleep and wake cycles and our hormone rhythms. Its main job is to produce melatonin. And as most of us know, that's the hormone that signals darkness and tells your body it's time to rest. And as we age, the pineal gland starts to calcify and its melatonin output declines. Just like all the other things that we talk about that declines when we age, this is no different. And this is one of the reasons why sleep and mood and immune function start to change as we age. And that's why epitalon is so fascinating. It was discovered from peptides in the pineal gland itself, and it can really help restore some of the lost rhythms. So when they purified this epithalamin, they discovered its active component was actually a short peptide made of four amino acids: alanine, glutamic acid, aspartic acid, and glycine. And that is what makes epitalon. It's a synthetic version designed to mimic the pineal's rejuvenating signal. Okay, so what did Kavinson's team find? In one of the most famous studies, they treated aged mice with small cyclic doses of epitalon for several months, and the results were astounding. The maximum lifespan of treated mice increased by about 25 to 30%. The mice had fewer spontaneous tumors, meaning they developed fewer cancers with age. They maintained their reproductive functions longer, which we know is a sign of vitality and longevity. So all of us ladies, they want to go through menopause so we don't have our periods anymore. You may want to rethink that. And markers of oxidative damage and chromosomal breakage were significantly lower. So in simple terms, their bodies just aged more slowly. And Kavinson's team proposed that epitalon activated telomerase. And this is the enzyme that repairs our telomeres. And those are those protective caps at the end of our DNA that shorten as we age. So let's talk about telomeres for a minute so we can make sense of that. Every time a cell divides, its DNA loses a little piece of those protective caps, the telomeres. And once they get too short, the cell can't divide anymore, and that's a big driver of aging. And Kavinson's group showed in human fibroblast cells that epitalon can activate the telomerase process, allowing the cells to divide more times than normal, almost doubling their lifespan in a petri dish. I realize that a petri dish is not a direct correlation to how this would manifest in a human, but we're going to talk more about that. So if you imagine your cells as candles, okay, it burning down with every division, epitalon basically gave them more wax to work with. And after those animal studies, Kavinson's team expanded into monkey and human studies. And in aging monkeys, daily epitalon injected for several weeks raised nighttime melatonin levels, lowered fasting glucose and insulin, and normalized cortisol rhythms, suggesting restored circadian balance. And this is one of the reasons why when I talk to people that have some sort of adrenal fatigue or cortisol imbalances, Epitalon would be a great peptide to introduce for someone like that. It's one of the many reasons why I have taken it over the years. So this was with the monkey trials, but then came the human trials. And mostly they were in adults aged 60 to 80. And those who received the Epitalon showed better sleep and mood regulation, fewer respiratory and viral infections, healthier cardiovascular markers, and in long-term follow-ups, 30% reduction in mortality over 6 years compared to untreated controls. That's insane. The blood analysis even showed telomere elongation, the same pattern that they saw in that Petri dish that I just mentioned, all right? Before we get carried away, these studies were small, mostly open label, meaning there was no double-blind placebo component, and published in Russian journals that haven't all been translated or independently verified. So a lot of people who are skeptical will lean on that. But the data that we do have was consistent across dozens of studies and decades. So in my personal opinion, I don't think there's any reason that we can't give a lot of weight to the Kabat-Zinn studies. So let's talk about what's actually happening at the cellular level. Kabat-Zinn proposed that Epitalon acts as a bioregulatory peptide, meaning it restores normal control systems that degrade as we age. And his research shows that it happens through the telomerase activation, preserving the DNA stability and preventing cellular senescence, which we already talked about, epigenetic regulation, binding to histone proteins, influencing which genes get turned on and turned off, pineal support, increasing the enzymes that regulate melatonin synthesis, and antioxidant defense, increasing things like superoxide dismutase and glutathione peroxidase to fight oxidative stress. So it's like giving your cells a biochemical reset, not forcing growth, but restoring balance, which is what makes Epitalon so beautiful, okay? Now, like I said before, that there are some skeptics out there about the Kabat-Zinn studies. So around the 2020 mark, people started doing more modern research in different parts of the world. So let's break that down. A 2020 paper in Frontiers in Cell Developmental Biology and another in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences confirmed that Epitalon can bind to histone H1 variants in the nucleus. This means it can literally interact with the proteins that package DNA and restore youthful gene expression. In stem cell models, it also activated genes like the Nestin, the GAP43 and the double cortin genes, all related to neuron regeneration and repair. It's pretty awesome. A 2023 study showed that Epitalon improved mitochondrial membrane potential and reduced oxidative damage in aged cell lines, suggesting it may support mitochondrial turnover and energy efficiency. So think of it as helping cells breathe better, improving the energy currency that powers everything from metabolism to cognition. And recent studies have revisited Epitalon's pineal effects in older animals, and Epitalon normalized melatonin secretion patterns and improved antioxidant markers in the brain. One 2022 MDPI study found that Epitalon boosted enzyme expression, improving melatonin synthesis even under oxidative stress. And early-stage cell studies using DNA methylation clocks have shown that short-term Epitalon exposure can shift methylation patterns toward a younger state. So while this research is preliminary, it's validating the Kabat-Zinn's earlier claims, which is incredible, right? And peptides once on the fringe, still on the fringe, this just gives more and more validation to them and how amazing they can be and all the incredible things they can do in our bodies. And that's the shift that we're starting to see in 2025, I feel like, from biohacking to true bioregulation, okay? So what are the side effects? Because we have to talk about safety. Epitalon, like most peptides, has shown an excellent safety record in both animals and humans. In animal studies, even at doses hundreds of times higher than those used in the human research, there was no signs of toxicity. The animals didn't show organ damage, abnormal lab markers, or behavioral changes. In human studies, participants received usually 10 milligrams a day for 10 days, repeated a few times a year. That's much higher doses than what you'll see on most of the biohacking protocols out there. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But even at the 10 milligram dose a day for 10 days, no serious adverse reactions were reported. The most common feedback was just mild temporary reactions like slight redness and soreness at the injection site, which is true for every peptide. Maybe a little bit of brief fatigue and lightheadedness, or in a few cases, mild sleepiness from changes in melatonin rhythms, but no allergic reactions, immune suppression, or hormonal imbalances have been documented. There are some theoretical risks because epitalon does activate telomerase, which helps DNA stability. Scientists always keep an eye on whether long-term activation can, in theory, encourage abnormal cell growth or cancer. But so far, in all of the Cavinson's animal data and follow-ups, epitalon actually lowered tumor rates rather than increasing them. And everyone says, until we have the double-blind placebo, blah, 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 we hear that all the time. We don't really know. That's not true. We have a lot of amazing research on that. And I don't know that, like most of these peptides, that we're ever going to have those kinds of studies done. And if you really read into the Cavinson studies, they're very impressive. So let's talk about, in this space, in the research peptide world, some of the more anecdotal things that people have noticed. I have had people report back to me, and I've read on different forums and stuff, people saying that they had vision, people that needed glasses, were not eating glasses as much, and just overall improved their vision. Sharper cognitive and mental clarity, people have reported that. Stability and reproductive cycles for women that, you know, maybe through going through perimenopause and it regulated their monthly cycles. I've read some of that happening. More just energy, if you think about what we talked about with the mitochondria, that makes sense, right? Better recovery and repair. If we're sleeping better and we're getting that melatonin release, we're going to repair and recover better. And then there's some other claims too. I've heard women talk about that their hair feels thicker and healthier, that it sheds less, scalp seem less inflamed or dry. And so I have had people stack like a GHKCU, a Glow, or a Clo with an epitalon for that reason, and they have got pretty good results with it. It's going to be very unique to the individual. I can tell you I'm doing a Clo stack right now because I pulled my back out and it has been working wonders. And I'm considering layering in epitalon to see if it might have that synergistic effect with the hair. I'll report back on that because there's no research for that, but anecdotally, like I said, I've heard people talk about it. Okay, what everyone wants to know, how do you dose this? You are literally going to see dosing protocols all over the map. I'm going to talk about what the studies have shown and what they did, and then what I typically recommend, and then you can decide for yourself. Please do your own research, how you would feel comfortable dosing this. The Cavinson studies did 10 milligrams a day for 10 days, 2 to 3 times a year. And the more emerging research that's more modern that's coming out, 5 to 10 milligrams nightly for 10 days. Again, 2 to 3 times a year. I personally, when I recommend this protocol, I usually have people do a 30-day cycle of 2 milligrams per day. And I usually stack it with a D-Zip peptide because it can be so restorative for sleep. And so I did a whole podcast on that sleep stat. Go back and listen to it. But I like to stack those two together to get people's circadian rhythms back in balance and get the restorative sleep back in balance. So if you think about the overall amount of peptide that you're getting in the individual cycles, if you do 2 milligrams a day for 30 days, that's 60 mg. And the other protocols, the higher doses are between 50 and 100 mg. Over the 10-day period. So you're getting the same amount. You're just spreading it out a little differently. I've seen some protocols as low as 500 mcgs. I don't really have any solid information on that, on what the outcome, if you get as good of an outcome on that. I know I've always done the 2 milligrams, but I am, like I said, considering doing this higher 10 milligram dose for 10 days. And again, I'll report back on that and let you know how that goes. I know a lot of people that do that and swear by that. So there's all these different ways of doing this. I'm also a believer, if you're first trying it out, go slow and low, right? So you know how it impacts you. Although I haven't had anyone report any negative side effects on Epitalon back to me, that doesn't mean that you're not going to respond a little bit differently to it, but the research, like we talked about, suggests that it's extremely safe, even at the higher doses. Okay, so I think that's it about Epitalon. I don't know how you wouldn't want to try it after listening to all the amazing information we have on it. And I do carry it at the Peptique. You can go to the show notes and get a discount code. It's POD15. It's for all my listeners. You get 15% off. If you're interested in that, go to the show notes. What else? The school platform. So the Women's Peptide Collective is the name of it. It's on the school, S-K-O-O-L platform. This is something that I get on every single day and I try to answer your questions. And then ladies are sharing their personal experiences with the different peptides. And we're talking about different protocols and we're talking about experiences, side effects, the positive and the negative. And it's fascinating to me how one person could take one peptide and they love it and the other person takes it not so much. So you can learn so much from this group. So if you are a woman and you are into peptides, there's a link in the show notes to go join this group. I also want to ask all of you, because I'm continuing to get more and more censored on Instagram and TikTok is about to be taken away again. I think I mentioned that last week. If you will go to the Peptique website, there is a box at the bottom of the foot on the footer. If you just add your email, that gets you on my email list. Should I get shut down for any reason, I can still contact you if I've got your email address, because that's a real threat in this world, in this research peptide world. I don't sell if it's like a promotion or a new product that we're launching, and I don't do that a lot. Usually every other week I try to launch some sort of sale or promotion, so just know that. And what else? I think that's it. Do go follow me on Instagram. I'd love to prove everyone wrong. Have my accounts continue to grow. That's also in the show notes, but the TikTok and the Instagram is at WestWellnessATX. And then more than anything, go share this podcast with people. The more this grows, the more the word gets out there about peptides, the more we can collectively learn together and optimize together. And I think that's an amazing thing. So that's it for today, y'all. Until next time, have a blessed day.